If your prospect does not believe your selling message, they will not buy. If they don't believe you as the copywriter, as the marketer, as the voice of the promotion, if that's the role that you're filling, they will not buy. And that's why today's episode, number 12 in the Essential Copywriting Skills series, is prove your point. And so we're going to talk all about proof, credibility, and believability in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so believability in your marketing message is paramount. Like it is, believability is absolutely necessary. And if you make your message unbelievable, regardless of the truth of your product, if you make your message unbelievable, your prospects won't buy. They will never benefit from from whatever it is that you are selling. And I think that a lot of novices, as they learn copywriting, they get very excited about all the promises that you can make as a copywriter. They read about the promises that are in, copywriting books, copywriting examples, and it really cuts through as far as when you're new and you don't know to study this stuff. The stuff that jumps out at you when you read a really good ad is all the incredible promises that are made, like all the things that feel a bit over the top. And what you miss about those really good ads, because a good copywriter will always have this there, but it's never like the highlight, is how every single promise and claim is backed up. It's backed up by proof elements, it's backed up by credibility elements, it's backed up by anything to make it more believable. So novices end up selling on promises. Hey, I will make your life better in 30 days. Period, right? Pros sell on proof. I made this person's life better in 30 days. I made this person's life better in 30 days. I made this person's life better in 30 days, all by following this proven process that I actually also use to make my life better in 30 days. And in fact, it's gotten featured in this magazine, in this magazine, in this magazine. And I would like for you to try that at no obligation. And if, in fact, I don't make your life better in the next 30 days, you can have your money back. Okay, so that was completely vague and kind of silly as I was playing with different types of proof, but you get the point that just a promise of, hey, I'm going to do this for you, is very different than an actual like backed up claim of, I can do this for you. Here's how I know I can do it for you. Here's what other people have said, supporting my doing this for you. And here's how you can prove it to yourself, essentially, that you can have this happen for you as well. And so there's lots of different ways to approach proof, credibility, and believability. In fact, in my training in BTMS Insiders, I break down 26 different types of proof, credibility, and believability. This was a personal running list that I kept for a long time, and then I put it in the form of training, and I say, here's this type of proof and how you use it. Here's this type of proof and how you use it. Here's this type of proof and how you use it. And all of that proof, credibility, and believability, it's not a matter of like, oh, if you use these 26 types in a single message, it's going to like make your message sell. It is, you have to know how the different types of proof, credibility, and believability elements can be used in order to support any kind of claim or promise that you're going to make with in your marketing message, in your selling message, and then take that and use it in the right way at the right time in your message. And the way that you do that is by understanding the different types and then saying, does this apply to my product? Does this apply to my service? Does this apply to my offer? Does this apply to my message? And when you do that and you find the right ways to do it, you can absolutely make your message far more believable and far more powerful as a result. Now, I keep saying these three different words, proof, credibility, and believability. And I was thinking this morning as I was putting this together, like how do we You know, how do we distinguish these different things? What is proof? What is credibility? What is believability? So number one, proof is what it does is real. Like I prove that this actually does what I say it does, right? And so things like any kind of background or track record or a demonstration or like scientific studies, that sort of thing that you can cite in your promotion, in your marketing message, you say, here is like a proven example of this claim being true. Here's a proven example of this promise being true. So what I'm saying that like the outcome that is promised will be achieved. And that's what proof is. Now, credibility is saying like other people support this. Other people with their own great reputation support this. And so things like testimonials or customer stories are great credibility elements for it. Certifications that you have that indicate, oh, I'm able to do this. I'm certified at being able to do this. That can be a great credibility element. Media is also considered a credibility element. So if this magazine or this writer or whatever says this about this offer, about this message, that is a great credibility element, looping in any kind of media mentions. And it doesn't even necessarily, by the way, have to be, well, we'll talk about this in a minute in the borrow believability section, but it doesn't even necessarily have to be about your product or service. And then there is, there's believability. And believability is more of a transference of your own confidence. So it's, I have confidence in this, which can be as simple as the voice that you use and the word choices you use. So I have conviction. I have complete conviction in talking to you about proof, credibility, and believability. I know that this can add to your marketing, your copywriting. And so there is an inherent believability in my voice as I talk about this. And that's what comes through. So if you have a lot of hesitation in your voice, in your word choices, in how you talk about a promise, I think you might maybe be able to get this thing because, you know, I designed this to get this thing, but nobody else has ever gotten these results. And I really hope that you can get these. Like, there's no believability in that. There's no transference of confidence. And frankly, a lot of people who have complete confidence and conviction in their product can really struggle if they believe that selling is bad because their voice is going to come across like that because they are in a selling situation. On the other hand, there can be people who are not trained copywriters at all, who have that confidence, that conviction, who are incredible at selling their ideas. They're not trained persuaders, they're not trained salespeople, but they have confidence in their ideas and they convey that confidence. And so there's this inherent believability in their voice. Also, the use of specificity. A lot of these things, while I try to group them in a specific category, do not necessarily fit in just one category. But being specific about different results versus being vague and more general about different results is a much more believable way to present anything. So, for example, you know, I've done quite a few promotions that have been around things that are designed to get you income. And so if this is designed to get you income, is it more powerful to say, oh, I got a $2,000 check from applying what I'm teaching you in this? Or is it more powerful to say, I received a check for $2,143.82 for applying this one lesson that I'm going to teach you today? It's way more powerful to be more specific. It feels more real, thus it's more believability, right? One final important way to convey believability is with your guarantee, with your risk reversal, with your willingness as the salesperson, as the marketer, as the owner of the company often is who's making these decisions, to guarantee your product. So I am willing to, like, I don't want you to say yes today. I want you to say maybe. And after you say maybe, I want you to prove it to yourself that all the claims that I've made today are true, that all the promises that I've made today are true, that you are actually going to be able to apply what you're getting here and get the result that I've promised. And at the end of 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the period is, if you have not gotten this result already, or if you're not well on your way to get this result and you don't have complete conviction and confidence that you are going to get that result because you said maybe today and because you agreed to try it, because you agreed to prove it to yourself, then I want to give you your money back. I want to give you a prompt and courteous full refund. All you have to do is contact my customer service department. And that guarantee is a believability element that you are essentially saying, hey, I'm willing to take on the risk of this transaction. And that can convey tremendous believability when your guarantee is presented with that type of conviction. Now, why do we do this? So our prospects on a subconscious level are constantly there's actually two filters, and I haven't mentioned these filters yet in the course of this special series on essential copywriting skills, but there's two filters that we're using constantly. And that is, so what? Like, why should I care? What's in it for me? Like, why should I pay attention? So what? So what? Why should I respond? Right? So what? So what? You make a claim, so what? You make a claim, so what? And you should be answering that all throughout your promotion, not necessarily directly, but you should always be thinking that as a copywriter and making sure there's a response. But then there's this other filter. This other filter applies to proof, credibility, and believability, and that is the BS filter. And you can think of a bull taking relieving itself in the middle of a field, and trying to keep that everyone rating on the various places that I distribute this content. So the BS filter. The BS filter is every time you make a claim, every time you make a promise, every time you say something is true, there is, on some level, the prospect's mind is saying, yeah, BS, BS, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. And so your job as a copywriter is to make sure that you address that skepticism, that healthy, natural skepticism that a prospect has. And so, for example, you might say, this one particular investment class has been proven to outperform every time the Fed is raising rates. And with inflation going up right now, and the Fed having rates already so low, it's highly likely we're going to see a rate increase soon. And so this asset class goes up on a regular basis. Now, you don't just have to believe me. Number one, here is correlation, looking at these charts throughout these different periods of rate increases. And we can see here, this asset went up when rates were increasing, and we see here rates were increasing during this period and this asset went up, and we see here rates were increasing during this period and this rate went up. And by the way, this person who is a professional investor that specializes in this particular category, they've said uncategorically, this is the investment you need to hold when the Fed is raising rates. And this prestigious publication, Financial Times or the Wall Street Journal or Barron's or something, says every investor should be holding this asset every time the Fed raises rates. And so you can see, like, I'm peppering in, there's a visual demonstration of this going up. There's the media mentions, there's the statements from different people. And so what we have to do is every time we're making a claim about something being true, and that one is financial, right? Which this is especially important to be able to back your stuff up in things like financial and health, and to be able to cite your sources as well. By the way, just as a side note, when I give my copy to a client and it's full of these things, for example, a quote from a media article, I'll actually have a little comment in the document with a link to the original source. And so you want to be able to provide all of your proof and credibility stuff to your client, or if you're writing for yourself, to just be able to hold on to that for later. So our prospects are constantly responding to our claims and our promises with a BS filter, saying, hey, that's BS. But then if you respond to it, they say, ooh, okay. And then you make another one, ooh, that's BS. Ooh, okay, but it's not. Okay, that's BS. Oh, no, it's not. And the more that you address that BS filter and don't run away from it, the less noisy it actually gets by the time that you're presenting your offer, your product, your whatever it is. And so if you've done a good job throughout your marketing message actually addressing every time their BS filter lights up, then you actually are, by the time you're getting to your offer, that BS filter is not speaking as loud when you're actually making your offer presentation. Now, I promised that I would talk about borrowed believability. One of the important things to learn, and actually I've done a pretty good demonstration in that interest rates example that I came up with off the top of my head, that borrowed believability, like I did not, in that case, the person who is making this claim may not know that famous investor who made that claim about the asset class. They probably weren't mentioned in those different media articles. It's great if they were, right? It's great if there's media mentions or publications in different media, whatever. But what you can do in your marketing message is say, this is true out here, this is true out here, and therefore I this, right? And you are borrowing believability from all these different sources. And you do that by doing research. You say, like, how has, you know, a great example of this would be in a completely different space would be, for example, if you are a physical therapist or a chiropractor or something like that. If you had a famous athlete who was featured in some article in some major publication, and you know, let's say Tom Brady, love him or hate him, right? Tom Brady always goes to his physical therapist once a week during the off season and three times a week during the season. And the power of physical therapy is having someone in your corner helping your body perform at its best, right? Or the same thing for the chiropractor or whatever. You are borrowing the credibility of, you know, celebrities, of famous people, of subject matter experts, of publications, of whatever, and finding a way that you can connect the dots between that credibility, believability, and proof back to your own marketing message. And when you get good at that, like, that is one of the major, major skills that distinguishes copywriters who are really able to succeed, especially in more heavily regulated and compliance-heavy markets. So what do you think? I know that this isn't as sexy as, like, oh, 10 headline formulas to guarantee great response to your ads. But the best copywriters in the world focus on this. And so if you want to be one of the best copywriters in the world, maybe you should focus on this, even if it's not the most exciting part of copywriting. and so what do you think? Leave a comment with this video. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of going through this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And by the way, there'll be a link in the description shortly after this is published, within a few days likely, to be able to sign up for this entire series. If you're catching this on episode 12 and you want to start over at the beginning, check the link in the description. Also, there will be another link in the description to my Proof, Credibility, and Believability program from BTMS Insiders, which it goes deep into the 26 types of proof, credibility, and believability and how to use them in your marketing. And you get access to it. It's like BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to well over 100 hours of training to make you a better copywriter and marketer. And so check that out as well. Again, all the links are with this video. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.